and welcome to Chatting with Cherubs with me, Morgan Rees, Josh Jones, and our guest today, Celia L.A.B. Hiya, Celia. Ooh.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Straight off the bat. Yeah.
So you're French. What's it like being an immigrant? this is the immigrant interview.
Is this HMRC? Immigration
interview.
Yeah, this is what the podcast is.
You'd think they'd have more budget than HMRC.
Do you remember the other week when I asked you do they have burgers in France? And you were like, yes.
You said, he looked at me, we went out for a drink, and I said, I'm just going to get some crisps, and you went,
oh, yeah, that was it.
Do they have crisps in France?
It just doesn't feel like a very French thing
but isn't it Lay's, isn't it? That's when you go to France. That's where you get all the great crisps there.
Yeah, they're called Lay's. Walkers is Lay's in France.
Oh, so he's known for crisps.
Known for crisps.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good to know. It didn't seem like a bad question. At the time, I was a couple of drinks in when I asked it, to be fair. Drinks in and just ask like food questions.
He just kept coming up. Do they have wine in France?
They have a different language in France. Yeah. What's it like over there?
But I am from France. Well observed.
Well, I knew because you told me.
I did.
Well, yeah. And as well, I've known you for a while.
I'm pretty upfront about it.
Yeah.
So how did you guys meet?
Oh, God.
At the tech box when I was doing the Glee. That was when we met for the first time.
So
she's a fan.
I am a fan.
Oh, yeah, tech.
Just really big into those lights. I used to live with the tech at the Glee Club Birmingham, and when I first started doing stand up, I'd like go and see the Glee whenever I had a weekend off, which was a lot of weekends when you first started.
Yeah.
And Josh was on. And I thought it was really funny, and then I think we said hi, and I can't believe you remember that, because I don't.
Yeah, that was when we first met.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, because I remember where we first met.
Oh, tell me.
Do you remember it?
Was it Bristol? I feel like we went out in Bristol one night.
We did, we went to the famous Mother's Ruin in Bristol, the dive bar.
You had a red jacket on.
I did have
That was your red jacket phase.
I was my red jacket phase.
Is Mother's Ruin the place you took me in? It looked like something out of Star Wars, because it's like under tunnels.
Yeah. Who shot first vibes, yeah.
It was a bit apocalyptic looking, wasn't it? It was like...
Yeah, I love, they're the bars I love. Proper shit, you know. People have scribbled on the walls. It's all ineligible. I'm doing it. I love it. I love it. I love those bars. I take every comic.
Have you ever graffitied?
No. Weirdly.
I have.
What have you graffitied? Have you?
When I was 11 or 12, we used to graffiti just weird faces. Just draw little faces on the walls and stuff. I had a really boring childhood.
Wow.
He's not exactly like, fuck the police.
Smiley face was here.
But we used to have those, do you remember those, I don't know if you had those in England, those like chocolates that are shaped like cigarettes? Did you have those?
And they had the candy ones, the candy cigs.
Candy cigs?
Do you know, and it's like a box of chalk looking stuff.
Yes.
But a bit like a cigarette box, but it's got like Spider-Man on it.
Are they made illegal in England? Because in France they were made illegal.
I think it must be.
Sounds like something like Jamie Oliver's fucking wanking on. <isn't it>? Have you seen him with his ghetto?
His
meringue. What's it called? A broken meringue.
Eaton mess.
Yeah. He's been outside Parliament with Eaton Messes doing a protest because he's trying to stop like bulk buying. It's basically he's trying to stop like people with not a lot of money having Kit Kats. that's his new mission.
Stop bulk buying.
Yeah.
That's such a there's so much more going on. And he's like, by the way, if you could look after your sugar, just make sure to be careful with your sugar.
Oh, he's such a fucking loser, isn't he?
I'll never forgive him for the turkey Twizzlers. Have you ever learnt of this?
No, I can't wait.
No.
So this is a big thing with my generation. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember turkey Twizzlers.
So turkey Twizzlers were like crack that they put in primary schools. So it's just like, it was like a 7-year-old's like heroin, basically. Yeah. And you get them in school, and it was
sweet or savory.
It was like
savory.
It was like a turkey shaped Twizzler. But it's dead, like, it looked kind of, it's like kebabby thin.
Yes.
Twizzler. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they put some crazy shit in it. We didn't know what it was, and no one cared.
No one cared.
Like with Sunny D. Yeah. And then Jamie Oliver was like, we can't have this in schools. And he basically, that was the only good thing about school. And then he just took it away. And now anyone under like 35 is like, I want him to die.
I feel like that would be like a subplot. Like, he looks like the villain in like a Harry Potter or something. Like, he took something away from him.
He made
all the kids happy, and then he went, ha ha ha.
He's the mayor of the town that, like, refuses everyone to dance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's very smiley, and, like, you can't trust anyone who's always too smiley.
I feel like people fancy him. I think that's how he gets away with stuff. Like, loads of mums fancy him.
He was young, wasn't he? That was the thing. He was the young chef.
I used to fancy Jamie Oliver.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
When did you grow taste?
I mean, I fancied it until like way later than I should have.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I used to also.
I actually despise him. I think he's in my. I think he's in my top five. Like he's up there with like Hitler for me. Yeah.
Have you seen that Anthony Bourdain thing that where he talks about him?
No.
Have you seen? It's so funny. If it's basically Anthony Bourdain. You know who he is. He was a chef. Yeah. They used to travel around the world, and he basically talked. The way he talked about Jamie Oliver in his book is so funny. He was like, when I met him, I thought he was such a nerd.
You can tell that though. He looks like the sort of comedian you get in a green room who tells you what gigs you've been doing. Oh, I've seen you've been doing this, and he's like, fuck off, you weirdo.
I'll have to bleep it out because it's libel, but I did a bit of work recently with Gordon Ramsay, and he called Jamie Oliver a thick-tongued cunt.
Oh my god. But was Gordon nice?
Yeah, well, I only met, it was like a video thing. It was because the fucking Nigel Ung thing, he was on Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't that thing that all the insults, comics were doing.
These. No, I wasn't doing that one, no.
Was he nice to you? How tall is Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, and I met him through video link, so I didn't know.
I would well have a ride on Gordon Ramsay. I would let him, but I'd want him to
be really mean.
I want him to be like,
Hell's Kitchen.
Not cooked, Jeremy.
It's
not cooked.
About my ass crack.
Yeah, is this hot? Yeah. It keeps on smacking it.
Did you watch Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah, we had it. So there's an extra layer.
I like the American one is so much better.
When I watched Hell's Kitchen, it was in France, and it was Gordon Ramsay's voice, and it was dubbed over in French.
Oh.
So you had two layers of abuse.
that guttural sound you just made as well.
Oh, God. Sounds like porn.
And and for ages I was like, when I watched it with the French dubbed, they wouldn't be as, because he's very sweary, but in France they kind of censored it a little bit. So when I started understanding English and watching it in English, I was like, why is no one getting this guy off the set?
Yeah.
Just being
I loved it. The American one's so good because I worked in restaurants for ages, and chefs are like, a lot of them are absolute assholes.
Yeah, when I worked in
There was this one in the American one, she was called Jacket, and she was like proper New York. And she tipped an ashtray on one of the others. I loved it. It was great. Chatting with Cherubs. That made you know you was bi?
Oh, well, it made me know I was bi. I knew it way later. Like, I was such an idiot because I used to, like, make out with girls all the time. And I used to always fancy girls. And then my best friend at the time, we essentially were dating, but we never called it dating. And then she got
fucking.
With her. Just good old fucking. Yeah. And then
I've fallen victim to that.
Yeah. And then she got a boyfriend, and I was so upset and heartbroken. And I was like 16, so I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
So it's not until I was, I came out
Means
when I was.
Your friend's a slag. I'm joking. I haven't said the word slag in ages. I've missed it.
You really killed it off.
Bring it back,
man.
And then I think what I thought, it was like, oh, I just got used to like practice kissing, but I think I was like, hey, let's practice falling in love. Let's practice dating.
Yeah. Oh, that's heartbreaking. Yeah.
And then
let's practice buying a house together.
Yeah.
Let's practice kids.
Let's finally settling down and wearing cardigans. when I was 21, I had the same thing with another friend of mine, and then she moved to another part of the UK, and I remember feeling so sad, and I was like, I'm in love with her. This is.
Yeah.
Oh. And then instantly, as soon as I realized that I came out, And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your realization?
I've weirdly, this lockdown, I've been trying to do a lot of trying to work out what it was. Do you know what it was? I sound so dumb. I think it was people from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh yeah.
And I just went, why do I like all these bodies?
Mm. They were really fit though, to be fair.
They are really.
The hair.
Yeah. Yeah. I only like it when they're Super Saiyan. Does that count?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but yeah. That's good.
That's good. Yeah. They always had those very big, nice chests in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I know. I felt twinges there.
See, that seems better than mine. Mine's weirder. That mine was Bill Nye in Love Actually.
I told you, didn't I?
I was like,
Bill Nye in Love Actually.
Yeah, because when he plays like washed out rock star?
Yeah.
Just a fucking waster, which is basically everyone I've ever dated. And so I was so paranoid because I was like, oh my God, I'm gay. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm also want to shag like old people.
What a day.
Yeah, I was like, oh my, this is quick. Because I was about 8.
Yeah.
But I just think he was so cool.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like cool people who are like.
I used to fancy Slash from Guns N' Roses so much. And I used to, I don't know if you, do you know what he looks like, Slash, right?
Yeah.
He's like, and I used to be so into Guns N' Roses. And I remember he used to always play with like leather trousers, his whole chest out. And his guitar, the fittest man on earth. And then I've looked at a picture, I've Googled him the other day, because I was like, I want to see what he looks like. I don't remember his face, because he used to have
hat. He's got the hat on, doesn't he? The big glasses.
So I think I just fancied a chest and a guitar.
It's a bit like fancying Gabrielle, because she had half a birthday.
Did you used to be into emo people? Like emo metal people?
Who was the one from Fall Out Boy, Everyone Lied? Is it Pete Wentz?
The one with the weird face?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked the one from, what's that? I Write Things, Not Sad.
Oh, yes.
Panic at the Disco.
Brendan, yeah. What's his name? Brendan. Yeah.
Not Brendan Coles, is it?
No.
Something. Who cares?
Yeah.
He's fit, though. He's fit, and now he's well fit now.
And lovely voice. Yeah. Also, he's one of those people that, I think he's in his mid-40s, but he looks amazing.
Is he that old?
I think he could be, because I Write Things, Not Tragedy was 2007? Age?
Yeah. Is there people that you fancied younger, young when you were younger, but now they've aged, you still find them attractive?
Jeff Hardy from wrestling. Do you remember the Hardy Boys?
No.
Well, he could do like backflips and stuff, and I was like, I'd let him just backflip his dick into my mouth. Because he would do like the Swanton Bomb, and I just thought it was like so.
Yeah.
Oh, I think each wrestler has like a move, don't they?
Yeah.
Do they have like a signature sex move as well? Yeah. How are you doing?
All of his was high stunts, like the whistle in the wind and all that. So he'd like do like, and you'd jump off like crazy. He jumped off like all the crazy
Imagine
shit.
Imagine like, an stuff. Argument with a wrestler would be insane. It's like, you haven't done the dishes. I haven't.
Yeah.
I did a thing recently at the Brighton Comedia. There was an amateur wrestler in, and he did one of the moves on me on stage. And that was,
did
that
you
was,
finish?
It's my finisher, yeah.
how big was that? Was he bigger than you?
No, he was about my height, but he just knew exactly what he was doing.
Mm. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it worked well. I forgot I was MCing. I did feel bad for the next act. Because everyone was just like going, because he just slammed me to the floor. Just out
that
of
must
breath.
Have been amazing.
Yeah.
Welcome to your next act, Alistair Murray.
I MC'd once, and there was a police officer in the audience, and I got him to arrest me on stage. I loved it. He pushed me up against the wall. It was probably like in the top 5 best moments on stage ever.
They have to give you a search as well.
No, he put me up, and then like,
oh, he's behind
read
your
back.
Yeah, and then I got him to say because I wanted to see if I could remember. Do you know the.
This, anything you
the
do
monologue.
Say.
Yeah, you're...
But I got it well wrong.
Did you? What did you say?
I can't remember now, but I remember getting it wrong. But
I want my lawyer!
Yeah, because I was surprised he did it, though. I didn't think he would. do it. But he did it. It was great.
That's really cool.
That is. I mean, that's such a white privilege as well to me.
I know. Yeah, I didn't even think about.
Oh, what if you arrested me?
Oh, I mean, so bad.
Yeah. That means my rights.
I used to want to be a detective.
You'd be so good at it. Oh my god, we need to pitch that.
Yeah, because I really love cop dramas. And when I was younger, I was like, I'm going to be a detective. But I was like, I can't. Not with this voice. Imagine. Like, coming to your door, I'm like, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, but your husband's dead. We found the body. Like, no one would take you seriously. Yeah. No,
you also told me you couldn't be a police officer because crime happens mostly at night and you don't like the dark.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I'm terrified of the dark.
Are you scared of the dark?
Yeah, I've only just started sleeping with my blinds closed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, when I lived with my ex, he was like, Josh, this is ridiculous. We're closing the blinds. But now I can do it on my own.
Well done.
Yes.
Like a bit of
the light in the hallways on, then I'm fine.
Because that's the big lights on.
Yeah. I fucking hated playing games and stuff like that. Yeah. I used to just get stressed out. I'd be like stuck on the first level and be like, this is a bag of shit. What a waste of my actual life.
I think I used to love the Zeldas and stuff just because I think it was I always loved open worlds.
Well, they were in you could play them in Smash Brothers.
Yes.
See, yeah, I could play Smash Brothers and Mario Kart because that's like entry level game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can't do that, then you've got problems.
I think it was like it's such a 2000 like naughty thing to do, I think, to like just gather around and play Mario Kart and Smash Bros. Melee. That was some of the best nights I've ever had, was playing Melee.
Was Zelda and that, and it switched into like someone in a dress, was it the same person?
So it was
Zelda was like the day job, and then they're like, oh, and like a drag queen at night sort of thing.
Moonlighting as a Zelda.
Which one's Zelda? The
Zelda
green
is the princess.
One? Oh,
so
Zelda's
Zelda
the princess.
Is the princess. What's... Link is the...
Oh.
But I remember...
Are they banging? What's the story?
Yeah,
there?
Well, it's like, I think there's so many video games are like, ooh, please save me, I'm a princess.
Yeah.
And then the guy is like, instead of going, well, you're a bit needy.
Yeah.
The hero goes, yeah, I'll go on a 124-hour quest for you.
Yeah.
Women I've never kissed.
Yeah, it's a bit presumptuous. Yeah, like, maybe they are thick, actually.
That is true, though. Like, why, like, with all these stories, it's like, why are you going to, like, go fight a dragon
you
for someone you've never even fingered?
Exactly, yeah. You don't know. And I try and it's so unrealistic because try and get a man to come and, like, see you an hour away. That's hard. But Link, he'll spend, like, what? It's like a few months of a quest.
Yeah.
Just because he fancies her. And then nothing happens. They don't even kiss at the end. It's just like, all right, thanks.
Do you think Mario's fingered Princess Peach?
100%.
100%.
100%, yeah.
And he's probably done it with Daisy as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Bowser is
I feel like Bowser's in there as well.
Bowser's involved in what sense?
I feel like
all of them are arguing.
I feel they've got sick little minds.
Oh, Donkey Kong's gotta be.
Yeah. We're all getting in on it.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like they're all like, we're all like in their sick little minds. They're playing games.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, come save me. Oh, I kidnapped
Which
her.
Which one would you bang if you had to bang one?
Oh, Luigi, 100%.
I would go. That was quick.
Wow.
That was like, you already knew that. You like, this is not the first time you thought about me.
Oh, how long have you been waiting for that question? Luigi.
Yeah. You say it like you've done it.
Yeah. I haven't, I will again.
Yeah.
I think...
It was those bloody mushrooms.
Yeah, that was...
So this is the reason why Luigi's taller than Mario, so that tells me tall man. He's got a lovely mustache.
Yeah.
He also, I feel like he wouldn't have the ego of Mario, so he'd ask questions and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a listener.
I feel like it, like you'd like have a drink with Luigi and he'd be like, I'm just tired of being in his shadow. And
yeah. You're looking for like someone a bit broken.
Yeah. And I feel I feel like he looks like every like shortish hipster. Do you know what I mean? He's like tall, lanky, little hat.
Dungarees.
A lot of like, dungarees. I feel like Luigi would be a good guy.
I would do Waluigi.
Waluigi.
The taller, skinnier version of him.
Oh my God, we could all go for, we could double date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why Waluigi?
He genuinely just looks like the sort of person to bang.
What?
Yeah, like, if you look at, like, a lot of the people I've shagged, they're all like, the guy who, I'm going on a third date this week, and he's, like basically him without the tash. Really tall, super slim.
Yeah.
Dark hair.
Italian accent.
Bit off the head.
Yeah.
Let's have it.
Race car driver.
Yeah, but I don't ever could do the tash. That's the one thing that's putting me off this car.
It's very big, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know, like, either beard or no beard.
I think a mustache by itself is weird, actually.
Some people can pull them
I feel like...
But you have to be really fit.
It's like, what else do you... Like, what came first, the mustache or being fit? Do you know what I mean? It's like, are they fit because of the mustache?
No one's fit because of a mustache. No.
Yeah.
They're fit despite.
Because you need a chiseled look for a mustache, don't you? Otherwise, you look like it's, the guy from the Pringles.
If they've got a mustache and they're fit, they're basically saying to the world, I'm so fit that I'm trying to bring myself down a bit to give you a chance.
I feel like that's what I feel like fashion is just hot people seeing what they can get away with. It's like you ever see like London is really, you see like really beautiful people in London dressed really weirdly.
Yeah.
And they're still beautiful. And I think. That's the testament of how fit they are.
Also, they're living in a nice area because they've not been battered.
Yeah.
I was actually going to ask you guys fashion advice. Jade Adams floated it the other day, and I can't stop thinking about it. What if I dyed my hair, and I'm thinking like platinum?
You'd look great, yeah.
I'm gonna disagree.
I think you should do it like the footballer. Yeah. What's his name?
Yeah, I'm gonna say Jade's just trying to make everyone look like her. I'm glad. Yeah, I got. She's got dyed hair and stuff.
Yeah,
and she'll try and get you in big frills like her.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like you.
I actually think.
No, we got one yes, one no. What do you think?
You used to have platinum hair, Vittoria.
I did, but that was because of a mental breakdown.
Oh, yeah, same. Don't worry about that.
You look well fitter now. You've got normal hair color.
Do you know what you look? Vittoria, I need to show you. You look exactly like a French YouTuber. I need to show him to you.
I've been told this before. People comment this on my TikTok.
Squeezy, I think that's his name.
Yeah, I look like a French YouTuber, Squeezy. Morgan, I think you could do the platinum blonde hair because you've got good color and you've got a good tan. So
that's fake. It's fake.
No, it's not. This is real. This is from the last 2 days in the sun.
Yes, it's real.
Yeah, but he's been fake tanning as well.
I've done that. Right. Oh my God, you're going to love this. I once went...
You don't suit in. It's not real. That's what you're
I once went on a date with somebody and I was on, I had to get a train to this date and I popped into Boots because I had really dry legs. So I thought I'm best moisturizer and used that on my legs. And so I put that all over my legs, went to the date, realized about halfway through this was self tanner. So as the date was going on, I was getting darker and darker like a witch. I was just changing my ethnicity. And I remember I went wild on it because I thought it was just normal moisturizer. So I was like, oh, let's pop all of that all over. And then I think we got really drunk. So I don't think he picked up on it. But the next day I woke up and like,
did you not mention it?
No, because I didn't know. So like I went to the toilet. And it was one of those bars where, like, do you know posh bars? Sometimes they have basically no lights in the toilets.
Yeah.
Because rich people don't like seeing what they've done.
Yeah.
the one thing they don't like doing is looking at themselves in the mirror. Yeah.
So it was like, I didn't know. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, all orange. And
my Lord, you were a ticking hate crime, you were.
Yeah, I know, I was. And I was like, I'm French, now I'm Algerian. it was so embarrassing. I smelled lovely, though, because it was coconut butter.
Yeah, I use the cocoa butter one.
Do you?
Yeah, it's absolutely wicked. I smell good, look good. Happy days.
Yeah.
Are both your parents Algerian? Algerian.
I'm actually more Algerian than I'm French, technically. I'm three quarters... Algeria.
Have you been to Algeria?
Nah.
No.
Chatting with cherubs.
Are these your glasses?
They are my glasses. Do you want to try them on?
I will do. I feel like my head might be a bit big.
Oh, wow.
You're not that blind.
You look great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Why are you laughing, Morgan? Come on, dye your hair, you prick.
But you look like the stylist now that would be doing it.
I'll do
it. Yeah.
You look like the talented Mr. Ripley. Have you seen that film?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I am trying to get more fit. I've told you about my jawline thing. I've
got it. What's your jawline thing?
I've got it in my bag. Do you want
You've got a jawline in your bag?
No, yeah. It's weights for your jawline.
Josh, don't do them.
What are they?
Your head.
Bad for you.
I know a guy that
really,
can do that
really
for you.
Bad for you.
Well, I'll just do them for a month. to, like, get in it.
What? So what are they? How do you... Is it something that you chew?
Why are you rummaging those out? It was because
So I put it in... If this is audio... If you're not watching the video, I'm so sorry, I won't do it for long.
So it's like a little blue device.
Yeah, you describe it, that's good.
So a little blue, Josh is popping it in his mouth easily. Yeah. And he's so, and he, so it's like a little mini resistance man. And Josh is just chewing
God,
up and
stop.
Down.
I'm begging you.
It's a powerful stare.
I'm begging you, please stop doing
well,
that.
You've got to do it to the cameraman. Which
What if
so how many reps do you have to do a day?
So it says on the box, do it for like 2 minutes, then have a minute break. 2 minutes, have a minute break, and do
for
it
the whole
20
day.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
But what if? Yeah. Do you think you'll have a really hench jaw?
Well, but that's what I'm going for. I used to have a really good jawline, but it's not as good anymore. And I noticed when we did the last one, and I text you, didn't I, saying, "Oh God, my neck's not what it used to be." So now we're sat on the opposite side. Because I hate that camera and it made me buy that.
This is like
and I was so embarrassed because I bought that online like the day you sent me that video, and I just bought it in like a huff, like my jaw. And then like 10 minutes later I was like, my jaw's fine, and then forgot about it, and then it was like next day delivery, and I was in the living room, a housemate, and the package came, and it was like, what's that? And he knows me. Like, if it was a vibrator, I'd show him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
the sort of person who hides anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't show you. And he was like, go on. And then I was like, it's like a jawline strength. And then he just started laughing at me for about 5 minutes, and I felt like a right dickhead.
I think, do you know what? If it makes you feel better, then do it.
Do you know what? I've only done it once.
Oh, really?
I've had it about a week. I took it with me this weekend for gigs, and then I was like, oh, I'll do it. And I've just not done
it. Oh, we should have done like a before and after.
Yeah, oh my
maybe
God.
Maybe I should start it now and then do it every day.
Because I've just got my teeth
quite
mold.
It could be like Kumail Nanjiani. Do you know when you became really hench?
Yeah.
It's like you're training for a Marvel film, but just with your
Who
jaw.
Is he?
He's an American comic. Oh,
he got like normal. He had a normal body. Like his body type was comedian.
Oh, like
yeah, Silicon Valley, wasn't it? What's that
was
movie
it like
we made?
Chris Pratt, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a Chris Pratt, but he was more sort of skinny child.
That's my dream, you know. My dream is for someone to like pay me to get really to become really physically fit.
I think about it all the time.
And then and then I can just like, whenever it gets to like Christmas time, I'll try and lose loads of weight so I can afford to put weight on. Which is like as an investment. And I feel like if you gave me the baseline of 6 months of training with like a really good trainer, good nutrition, and paid me shitloads of money, I would never let that go.
I don't know if I'd want a trainer. Someone shouting it.
I feel like I'd do it. A week in prison would be good for me, I think.
Yeah. I've always dreamed of that happening, but there aren't any Welsh superheroes.
No.
So
make one.
I make one, or I'll just get cast as a Viking.
What about like Shaun the Sheep?
Is there?
Is he not a Welsh superhero?
Shaun the Sheep?
Yeah.
I guess he is.
I can't believe it's called Shaun the Sheep. I also don't think they would show like Marvels on BBC Wales. I feel like that would.
Oh, I actually live across the road from the Armand Studios in Bristol. Oh, really? So every day I walk out and there's Shaun the Sheep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a big old Shaun.
Who's Shaun the Sheep?
He's like a little cartoon character that's fucking everywhere.
He's fucking everywhere.
he's fucking everywhere. he's doing a Josh.
I don't think I've seen it.
You've not seen Shaun the Sheep?
No.
It's absolutely brilliant, Shaun the Sheep. Armand Productions are excellent.
Has he got banter?
He doesn't say a word. You can't speak.
Great. What is it? Kind of like Postman Pat, sort of.
Yes, yes. Oh, one of the people that Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, I've seen. Oh, I know Shaun the Sheep.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got a very hairy chest.
Yeah.
It's a sheep.
I'm back.
Yeah, it'd be weird if it was like shaved with a six pack and
like a nipple piercing. Yeah. Nipple
no calves
like,
form arms.
It's a kids' TV show, and it's like, we're just waxing this sheep.
At Mac, there was loads of sheep everywhere. Obviously, it's Wales.
Yeah.
And I walked past loads of sheep, and I was wearing a jumper, and I felt really weird. Because I was wearing their thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And when I was in Dublin yesterday, went to the park and they've got deer. It was gorgeous.
They've got a deer.
Yeah, there was loads of deers, and I got jealous because people was feeding them like carrots and apples, and I didn't think to take carrots and apples.
Oh no!
So I didn't get to feed one.
Give them a Red Bull.
Yeah, they had a go on me jaw strefter. Actually.
I think they were just grazing. They weren't having a go at you.
Yeah.
I think I remember once on, do you know where the Harry Potter thing is near Soho?
No, because I'm not a transphobic bitch. Yeah, there's child. Yeah, you know. You know what you mean.
So there was like, there's one in the center. And they were doing a thing. I don't know if it was for Harry Potter. There was about like probably 40 horses just in the center of London one day. And it was so funny because you'd see Londoners trying to go past the horses, but they'd talk to the horses like they were people. They'd be like, excuse me.
So I think we are coming slowly towards the end. So I think chatting with Chair Loves is obviously the short, is about just cheering up.
Yeah.
What has cheered you up recently?
So there's two things. Can I do two things?
Yeah.
So the first one is I try and be less on my phone, especially when I'm on public transport. So I just put my phone away and listen to music. And that means I look at people a lot. And I saw a woman on the tube the other day, and it really cheers me up when I think about it. She was on her phone, and she was just like quite this like middle-aged woman. She was on her phone and she went. And I think about it all the time. She just went.
She just pulled a downward smirk.
And then, if you start looking at people on the tube, you'll see people sometimes they're smiling at their phones or they look angry. And it's so fun to watch because you can also see where they're looking at and the reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't know that.
Oh,
yeah, I remember being on the bus, on the train once and seeing someone on Grindr in the reflection.
Yeah. And the other thing is I think we're all comedians, so like sometimes you can get too into comedy and that's all you do and that's all you, like every evening you're at a gig. So I'm trying to do less of that and I've been going to live music again.
We went to a live music together.
Yeah. It was
comedy music.
Right? It was comedy.
He was a comedian.
I think we've had the same things. I've just finished 30 days breaking up with your phone.
Yeah.
And I've just done it. So
How did it take?
Yeah. Not well. Messy breakup. But yeah, I've got timers on everything. I don't listen to things with my headphones anymore. I'm not playing it out loud like at the back of the bus. But
well, you're fine because you don't drive. If you're on a train somewhere, you need the headphones to just wash out the bastards around.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be more present, and then you sort of just realise, oh fuck, the present's rubbish.
Yeah, it's like, I wish it was the future. Like,
yeah.
I wish it were 10 minutes ago. Like it's yeah, I think it's quite good to go see live music. But it's cool also. It started after I split up with somebody, and I bought tickets to see Jeff Rosenstock. I was really hungover. When I'm hungover, I buy tickets to live music. Yeah. And I go by myself.
I just get
And so...
just as good...
It's a bit cheaper.
But I went to see Jeff Rosenstock, right? And he's like this, like... He does, like, punk for people with mortgages. That's the only way I can describe it. And I went there by myself. And it was me by myself and then a group of people and this mom and her 14-year-old kid. And then the mom left the kid with me, So she went, all right, she'll look after you. I'll see you later. And she left. And I was trying to have like my post-breakup beautiful moment of like screaming in at a gig. So I left him like straight away. I was like, I'm not.
It's not like your kid. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't owe you anything. Nah, also, no. he was a bit lame because like everyone was like singing and he was just like, I was like, you're a nerd. I'm not.
Yeah. Dead weight, sack him.
Yeah, so I left him and then I had my beautiful singing moment and I came back up and the mom looked at me like, when she picked him up. Like, I'm not looking to adopt.
No, yeah, it's not your kid.
Right? I was wearing a blazer at the time as well, so maybe she was like, that's a mom.
Maybe thought you was like super nanny.
Yeah. So that's what's been bringing me joy. Live music.
That's lovely.
That is really lovely.
Do you have anything you want to plug? We've only just started the podcast, so we've not got many listeners. But they'll come. Stuff.
I'm doing previews for my Edinburgh show.
Okay.
I've added a prop to my Edinburgh show. So.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Alternative comedian.
Wacky. Yeah.
Guess I'm a bit out there.
Yeah. So being French and bisexual is not enough. Nope. Now she's got party poppers as well.
I'm doing some previews and then also. I'm going to be in Edinburgh in August, which is quite controversial.
Yeah.
Guess I'm just out there.
Yeah. What time and place?
Oh yeah.
At the Pleasance Attic at 7:30 from the 2nd to the 26th.
Oh, I'm at 8:30.
You're at 8:30.
Stick around. We'll be around.
Are you at the attic?
No, I'm at.
I'm
at the bunker.
You're at the bunker. Very nice. Yeah. Are you going to Edinburgh, Morgan?
Yep. Bunker 1, 10 past 6.
Are we all? Oh my God, 6, 7:30.
8:30.
Yeah. That's fun. Are you excited?
No, not at all.
Have you got props?
I do actually have props. I wear a jumpsuit during the show. I've got a bum bag full of props I use throughout the show now.
Oh. That's fun.
I just have jokes. No, I actually get my phone out and play something from it.
Really? So,
yeah. I get it about a prop as well. Hack! But thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's been so lovely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye. Oh, we need to tell people to listen to share it and tell people.
Yeah.
We don't know how to do a podcast and we're trying to get help. So give it to people. Just send it, people, and get them to listen. And like and subscribe. People say that.
People do say that. I have heard people say that. People do say that.
Do it on YouTube and then on Spotify and then on iTunes.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I've not asked your consent for this, but I was thinking if we get to 1,000 subscribers on any platform, but it's like, so say we get 1,000 on YouTube by the 1st of November, we should do a sexy calendar.
Do you know what? I'll 100% do that.
So we'll do a sexy calendar.
We're going to do a sexy calendar.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I feel like that's, you're giving too much too soon. I feel like that's quite... where are you going to go from there?
The following Pod. Year's calendar.
10,000, you can suck Morgan's dick. It will probably get us some followers. I'm just whoring Morgan out to success. How do you feel about it?
He's got no choice. I've got no choice.
I love the
Here's
sentence.
To 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah, so 1,000 subscribers by the 1st of November, and we'll do a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Sexy photo.
We'll do
shoot.
A photo.
Sexy calendar.
And 10,000 subscribers.
You can suck Morgan off.
That's not going to happen, but if it does.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
No, but I mean. Do you want to agree to one lucky follower can suck off Morgan? We'll do a raffle. So thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.